County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell stops by this morning.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Jackson.
How are you doing?
Doing well after this weekend. Got my duck fins off and was able to spend yesterday outdoors.
Well, hopefully it stays this past weekend and not this weekend.
That's correct. We don't want it at all this weekend.
Yeah. And Miller Shoe is going to be part of the big festival downtown.
Oh, you bet. We're looking forward to it. We're going to have two different varieties of chili in the cook-off, and we'll be offering a $10 discount to anyone with their bracelet for the event, during the event. So we'll be open the whole time.
Sweet.
It'll be a great time, and I know all the merchants are planning to participate in many different ways. And this is a chance to come downtown, I hope, in some nice sunny weather. About 60 degrees is what I'm predicting, and I think we'll have a beautiful time and enjoy some fun times in downtown Jackson.
Well, Steve, you have an interesting meeting coming up.
Well, we have committee meetings. In committee meetings, we take care of a bundle of business for the county. But
right.
Next Tuesday night, we have an issue that's going to be coming to the Board of Commissioners. It was talked about at study session, and it has to do with COVID. It has to do with mask mandates and enforced vaccines. And while the county has absolutely no control over any of this and no responsibility to school districts or anything like that on this, the Board of Commissioners, some of them, feel that it's not,
nationwide,
we shouldn't let sleeping dogs lie. They want to make a political statement. And some of us believe you don't hamstring yourself or hand tie yourself to one particular direction when you're dealing with a pandemic. No one knows what the next bubble's going to be. I will say this, that we are at what appears to be in a two-month cycle of rises and falls, and that's been documented by everyone, and we're on the backside of the latest variant causing the illness that it caused. The responsible thing to do is to evaluate yourself, choose to either get a vaccine, or if you're eligible for a booster, possibly get a booster. There are what people are calling breakthrough infections that are occurring, and those breakthroughs are people that are at the end of the 6 or 8 months of getting the shot back in January, March, and April, and they're seeing an infection. But also, the other thing is we need to be cognizant and think of our neighbors. Be responsible to all and everyone involved. And I know it's a personal choice, but decisions are based on community-wide activity. And we're talking about having a nice festival this weekend. It'll be outdoors, and we hope that we don't have any big issues there.
It's kind of a head scratcher. You ask yourself, why would the county even get their nose in it? Like you said, they can do nothing about it.
That's correct.
It's a personal choice.
That's correct.
And I assume there's probably some sort of split on the.
I'm going to say it's split right down the middle right now.
Right. So.
And it will be interesting Tuesday night, because I'm sure both sides will turn out. And we'll have a good discussion, mm-hmm, of the possible direction for the county, and then a vote on the resolution. So, yeah, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Stay tuned.
Come
vote
on out.
That's right. Vote at probably 9:30.
Oh, that's late.
It could be.
It could be a late one.
It could be a late one, yeah. Yes, yeah, because we have public comment, and a lot of times we make sure that everyone has a chance to speak, no matter which side you're on or where you fall on this issue, and it's important and responsible that you do it.
So if you want to speak on that matter, put that on your calendar.
That's correct. Come on down to the County Tower Building. And
so some of this COVID money you are shelling out, looks like the Sheriff's Department's going to get some.
We're beginning to process the COVID money, and it's going towards things such as new tasers, updating all of the hardware within the cars and software within the patrol vehicles, and then making sure all of our deputies have the proper camera and up-to-date body cameras and all of that type of programming. And with that, also, the Sheriff's Department is working with Vandercook Lake Schools to put an officer in the school system. We have community schooling throughout County Jackson, and this is just going to be another link and an opportunity for an officer to get to know the community, to form relationships positive with the kids early, so that way hopefully we can avoid stuff when they in their later years and not have issues. And this is part of education. This is part of what we do in Jackson County, is reach out early to make sure that our kids understand what law enforcement is and that they can have a sheriff's deputy that they can meet and talk to and feel comfortable with.
Are you in other schools?
Yes, we are. You're going to catch me.
Well,
Western, I believe Grass Lake, we have different relationships, Hanover Horton. So, yeah, we have a contract with those schools, and I know I've missed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And those contracts are through the county. They're typically 3 years long with renewals, and it allows us to also have a deputy when it comes summertime to have extra staff for the different trails that we have around here and patrol that needs to be done, whether it be lake patrol or any of the different activities that we have during the summer here in Jackson, to have law enforcement available for those events also.
Now, some would say, how does the COVID money relate to law enforcement?
Well, it relates because they're our first responders. They're the people who were there first. And if you remember back, Jackson City and County put together teams that were in COVID stations, specifically around the community. And then also the township fire departments in the city formed three locations within the city to protect our first responders by putting them 2 weeks at a time serving inside a separated fire barn and protecting them. So, yeah, this is where it comes from. These gentlemen and ladies all worked very hard, whether it be 911 operators or sheriff's deputies or city police or state police or any of our township law enforcement and public safety officers. And they're the ones that keep us safe. And this is what that money is programmed for. It's the Class A category, mm-hmm. is law enforcement reimbursement. And so we're able to take that reimbursement because Jackson is fiscally responsible and now begin the purchase of updating capital equipment that we need to do.
Good news at the airport. You have a new.
We have a new snowplow.
New shovel out there.
That's correct. It's a older vehicle. Has in not 45 years older like the one that it's replacing, but it's a used vehicle. We transported it from Houghton Hancock to Jackson. It'll be on display here at the airport. You'll probably see it next to the garage out there. A huge snowplow. Assistance from a local business out of Grass Lake that helped transport the blade and everything like that. And I know he doesn't want to get any kudos or anything like that, but yeah, it worked very, very well. And we have it on for use for storms here at Jackson County Airport, and to take care of all that new runway and everything that we have properly. So it'll be hopefully
much needed, wasn't it?
Much needed insurance, but not something we'd like to really use. So, you know, it's one of those things when you have one, it's great to have, but you don't want a blizzard that you need to operate this type of equipment all the time. You know, we could go with one or two nice snowstorms at Christmas time and then be happy.
What else clears the airport? Just the normal county equipment?
No, this is specific airport equipment. We have three trucks now. That take care of the airport. You can't utilize...
Plus this big one?
Yeah, plus okay. Two plus this big one. This makes a total of three. You can't utilize road equipment on an airport, and I know that sounds kind of odd, but the runway is so much wider that you end up with such a pile after first pass that it gets it difficult to get off, and this will be a two-pass plow, and it'll work very, very well. It's a big unit. It's a 6x6. Came out of Wisconsin, so it'll be fun to watch it work. I'll be able to put some snow up in the air. So yeah.
So a little upgrade, too, at the animal shelter?
We're looking at finally getting the back room air conditioned and putting an air monitoring system in there to make sure we get good air transfer and cleaning. A couple of the different problems that you have in an animal shelter is that you have to keep the animals contained, but you can't separate them into individual rooms with individual air conditioning and all of that type of operation. But we will be able to get air cleaners with going forward here. We're going to also put an air conditioner in the big back room and get that all circulating properly and hopefully dry out a lot of that polished terrazzo floor that is a trip and safety hazard, because when wet, you've got to make sure that you've got the proper foot gear on and everything like that, so that way your staff can move the animals from cage to cage and be safe themselves when it comes to cleaning up after animals.
Well, you've had some trouble at the tower building with, I guess, a little peeling. You're going to fix that?
Well, we have a facade issue. When you have a building that was built in 1929, that's a steel structure that has marble and limestone attached to the outside of it, things eventually wear out and begin to separate. And yes, that's the reason for the scaffolding all summer. We finally have a crew that can get in there and do the work that we need to get done. The Board of Commissioners will be voting today and probably an hour or so on this issue at the standing committee meetings, and that'll be being able to get started. Rick Sheely and his crew have put together quite a proposal, and we have emergency work first, then urgent work, and then we have facade work that needs to be done on the outside of the building. And this will be probably something that will be going on for the next couple of years. You'll see scaffolding or ladders coming off the side, or ropes coming off the side of the county tower building.
So Rick's not climbing that building, is he?
I think Rick is standing on the ground looking up.
good move.
Rick is a big believer in all one floor buildings. I know he was in charge of the remodel out at Lifeways, which was just stupendous.
Uh-huh.
And it's all on one level. So, yeah, so he did a great job taking care of it. You know, we're really fortunate in Jackson County to have the facilities staff that we have. They all look at these buildings as their own. They treat them as such.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that if someone gets a chance to visit any of our buildings, please do. Take a look at them. And if you have a service club and want to schedule a visit, you can now have a meeting on the second floor of the County Tower building. That could be arranged through the event center, and see how beautiful that building is all the way through.
I know you were very impressed with Lifeways, how that turned out.
Very much so. And Lifeways, in two ways, I'm very impressed. Number one, the scope of services that they offer to the mentally challenged in Jackson County is unbelievable. And also their outreach and partnership with law enforcement here in Jackson. I think you'll see a care system that will definitely, as we go forward, meet the needs of Jackson for the next 25 years. And I really have to give Mary Beth credit and her staff for doing what they've done out there, and their outreach, and their committee, Lifeways board, everyone involved, top to bottom, very professional, very accommodative, and looking at what Jackson needs for the mentally challenged in Jackson.
So the regular meeting is coming up the 19th?
Correct. That Tuesday night general meeting. Today from 8 a.m. to noon is committee meetings. And the different committees are general government at 10 o'clock, human services at noon, and at 8 a.m. this morning, chaired by Vice Chairman Corey Kennedy, public safety and transportation, which will be discussing road projects for the next 5 years also.
Busy times.
Busy times, always.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Greg.
Steve Shotwell.